Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. I am your host, Abdullah al-Musawi. We are looking at key number 3, and that is work and perseverance. When it comes to work, it is not just working, it's not just making money. There is something far more important, and that is management when it comes to work. You need to manage your work. You need to manage your time. You need to manage your wealth. So it's not a matter of just me making, you know, going to work, making money, getting a paycheck, and by the end of the week, I blow it off. And then I go back to zero, and I start another week, and so on and so forth. That's just a waste. When it comes to work, we have a concept that we call in Arabic taqdir, management, weighing the scales, knowing where to put things in the right place. Without this sense of management, without the ability to control our wealth flow and to control our work and everything in between, then in fact, all our work is in vain. How many times have you seen people work day and night? And they earn, obviously their earnings is also not bad at all. But when you look at them, they still don't have the basic needs. They don't have a car, for example. They don't have savings. They don't have anything. Why? Because they don't have money management. They work from one place, they spend it on something else. He gets a paycheck, and instead of saving it, he blows it on an iPhone, for example, or a Samsung, what have you. So that's just a waste. That's not management. So the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, they say, no. If you work, you need to have husnul taqdir, right management. Imam Sadiq alayhi salamullah, he says, لا يصلح المرء المسلم إلا ثلاث. A Muslim person will not be a good Muslim. He will not be rectified and reformed unless he has three things. One, التفقه في الدين. He should know his religion very well. والصبر على النائبة. And to have patience on calamities. وحسن التقدير في المعيشة. And good management when it comes to his livelihood and his sustenance. That's important. If you have these three things, then you are a good reformed Muslim by the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And he also says, when it comes to the big matters of life, big affairs of life, you do it yourself. When it comes to the small things, then you can let someone else do it. That's also a type of management when it comes to your affairs, that you have to put them in order. When it comes to matters that are important, matters that are sensitive, matters that requires your direct attention, you do it yourself. Don't let someone else do it for you. With the small matters, you can. This is also a type of management in one's affairs. Also, we see the Imam alayhi salam says, when it comes to seeking wealth and making money, he says, when it comes to you seeking wealth, make sure it is does not go above those who just wants to be greedy and not below those who just waste money. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرونت رهکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. And you are listening to the program, The Keys of Life. And we're talking about key number 3. And that is to have a management and time management, affair management, and everything in between. Because without this kind of management, nothing will be in the right place. Nothing will work accordingly. And one of the problems that we face in our current modern time is, in fact, management of our own affairs. We live in a world where we are constantly distracted. It's a world of distraction. We are constantly, our minds are absent. We are constantly unaware of what's happening around us. We are constantly being run by Big Brother, someone behind the screen. They control what we do. They control what we see. They control what we spend. In the sense, not obviously directly, but trying to manipulate your mind. You're working day and night. You're trying to earn for your family. But then advertisement and the media is doing an impressive job, I gotta admit, in trying to subconsciously make people waste their money and put it in the wrong places. Meaning there is no longer management when it comes to one's affairs. Even when it comes to even not only matters of money, even social matters, family matters, dealing with other people, we can see that we are literally being brainwashed and we act according to what we've been told subconsciously. And that's a big problem. And that's why you see most people these days, when it comes to their life, there is no sense of management whatsoever. That their life is a chaos. Their life is just random. Their life either full of boredom, nothing to do, laziness, unemployment, and everything in between. Or you see their life is chaotic in the sense they do 2 jobs at a day, 3 jobs at a day, working overtime, working night shift. And in the process, there's a neglect towards their families, a neglect towards their kids, a neglect towards everything else. Where one could work less and could do less job and spend more time with their kids, more time in their houses, more time with their spouses, considering that they have very well-run management. Without that kind of management, then your life will crumble. Your life will fall apart. As simple as that. Then people themselves will lose purpose. They will lose even, you know, to forget what makes them move, what makes them tick. When you have no aim, then you are not aiming for something at all. Therefore, if we go back to the Quran, if we back to the Hadith, we see the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam constantly informing me and you that we should always have management. Manage our days. Put a schedule. Put a roster. And do the right thing. When it comes to wealth, make sure it goes in the right places. Nothing should be left to chance. That is not the life of a believer. We'll leave it here, and inshallah we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, take care of yourselves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.